Guardians of the Geekery, episode 244. Getting closer to 250, aren't we? Yes, yes, we are. Okay, so this is, we kind of skipped our rotation. We had TV Week recently, but we're going back to TV Week because, or at least TV episode, because it's the historic series 11, the 13th Doctor, The Woman Who Fell to Earth. So we'll be we talk about this in this episode. Please let us know what you think on our Facebook page or just email us at hey@guardiansofthegeekery.com or hey you guys at the Charlie Geeks, or yeah, just hit us up. We'd love to hear your opinions, see what you thought about the episode. Tell us if you agree, disagree, or what your opinion is. Love to hear from you. Thanks.
Podcast room of the Geek Gala HQ. There are assembled Charlotte, North Carolina's four okayest geeks, created by the cosmic legends of their own mind. Starnslord, the Giddy Geeker, Carol the Cat, Tipples Tannenbaum. Their mission, to support local, to discuss all things geek, and to serve all fankind. They are the Guardians of the Geekery, the official podcast of the Charlotte Geeks.
Okay, we're recording.
Hello, we are recording. Hello, yes. Hello, hello.
Hello.
So we are going out of turn and we're back at TV Week.
Yes.
We skipped movie and book. We're going straight back to TV because Doctor Who.
Yes.
We have true. To.
Yeah. Because, you know, somebody can't read books.
Timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly stuff. That's what it is.
I just read the wrong John Harkness book. I did it on purpose, though. I had that one when I was flying. So I was like, I'll read this one instead.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get to you, John. We promise. And we always... You're always on the show or we're talking about your shit. Yeah, so, I know. Yeah. So, yeah. It's like, you'll get us somehow.
This will be like Guardians of the Geekery, a subsidiary of Falstaff Books.
That's right.
Only if he starts paying sponsorships.
Okay, so we got to call John next. Yeah.
Patreon, John. We have a Patreon. Yeah.
Okay, but pretty historic Doctor Who, right?
Yes, first female Doctor who now has her own Barbie doll.
I don't like that. Can I go on record as saying I don't like the Barbie?
You may.
I think that's pandering.
Yes.
Duly noted.
Just give her an action figure like you've given every other doctor. I don't need a Barbie doll.
Oh, she's getting an action figure as well.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. But I think the Barbie doll is just...
My bigger problem is, why does Funko, they release that figure, is only a super elite convention exclusive, so you can't even find it on eBay right now.
Well,
like for a while it was like 150, but yeah. How can you have a core doctor not available?
I'm sure they'll do other ones.
They've got
that
to.
Are, yeah, because, I mean, they can't not do... Yeah.
Well, they haven't done it with Doctor Number One. That's why I don't own a Doctor Number One.
Well, I don't think they've done two. Have they done two?
No.
No, but they did the first Doctor as a con exclusive last year.
I bought that for us, actually. We've got it.
We have it now. Yeah. But you couldn't buy it for...
Oh, you can buy it anywhere, like in a comic book store or
this is
like
one
that,
of the reasons why, while I like Funkos, I tend to just buy... The standard issue.
Yeah.
I did buy the Target exclusive Baby Audrey from Little Shop of Horrors because I wanted that complete set.
Sure.
But there's like, I've got all of the Blade Runner 2049 except for one because it was a Chase or what is it?
Yeah. Somar.
Chase. Yeah. And I'm like,
it's so weird how they do that.
And I'm not paying $35 for a Funko.
And like Indiana Jones, you could only get with the, with the Jeep, and you can only get it at Disney World. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy exclusive. I mean,
I can understand certain things. Like, their Haunted Mansion ones are only available at Disney. And for something like that, I can kind of see it because that is it's a Disney ride.
Yeah.
But Indiana Jones, that's just a standard one.
It's like, so you got to get...
Are on this one?
We are. I've already said
a couple words, yeah.
But it's like, so you have to get Han Solo and just pretend he's, you know...
Yeah, so I'm sure that they will release Doctor... What is she? 13? 14? She's 13.
She's the 13th Doctor.
Yeah. But pretty exciting. They're releasing in 2019 a Missy Funko Pop that's not an exclusive. It's going to be $10.99 on Amazon. You can pre-order right now. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to pre-order that because I know we can get it and it'll be fun. So
yeah.
I just was that one of my Christmas presents.
And just think that Funko is the new Beanie Babies, and sooner or later, the bottom's just all going to fall out, and they're going to be like,
yeah.
And that's fine, because I don't buy
them. That's why I only buy the ones I want.
Yeah, I don't buy them to play or sell them. I buy them to display them.
Yeah.
Which is why people are horrified that I throw my boxes away.
Yeah.
I started doing that, and Joy was like, no, save the box. I was like, oh gosh.
Well, and not for nothing, but then we've realized, because I didn't know that much about Funkos when we first bought them, and I didn't realize that some of the female ones had little stands because they were clear, same as the plastic. So we were able to go back into those boxes and find those stands.
But they're also, not only are they clear, they're also pretty crappy, so
they don't work.
They fall off all the time. And sometimes I have to, as much as I love my DC Bombshell line, some of those are so poorly put together and they don't stand well at all.
We have a Howard the Duck that commits suicide on a regular basis. We've already had to replace him once.
He's always diving.
We don't know. Yeah. Like, he's on a shelf with 20 other things and none of them fall, and he falls.
But yeah, the whole variation thing, like I said, I'm getting the Little Shop of Horror ones because I love Little Shop of Horror. But they have two Audrey twos.
Little Shop of Horror.
Yeah.
They have two Audrey twos. One is plain, one has a little bit of blood flecked on it. And I'm like,
I could fleck blood.
I know. I could just
give me some taro syrup.
So it's just fleck.
What I've noticed too is there on eBay, there's this whole nother even more exclusive category where people custom make Funkos that don't exist.
Yeah.
I guess because we get the licensing. And those things go like in the hundreds because it's a one figure thing they make.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh my gosh. So I'm thinking maybe I just start making these things.
Well, if you go to the Funko plant, you can actually design your own Funko. Monster Rangers they're based out of Seattle, which is close to the Funko plant.
Yeah.
They did a Monster Rangers trip where you could go and make a Funko.
Ooh.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So our friend from Scrambled Pegs that donated the little skull doll and did your ant tick. Why do I keep saying Ant-Man? Because it's the size of an ant, I guess.
It is.
Did your old man Tick for us. She also does Funkos where she'll get the polymer clay and stuff and make it. And she does a pretty amazing job. So,
oh yeah,
her stuff is pretty cool. But she does like people, like they'll send them a photo and she'll do a picture.
So what were we talking about again?
We were actually talking about Doctor Who, and
not sponsored by Funko.
Unless it wants to sponsor.
If you'd like to sponsor us,
we'll take all the money and all the free swag you have.
Yeah, do a Patreon for the Charlotte Geeks. And you can support us.
That's right.
You can support Joey's Funko habit.
No, you can support my habit of supporting local, because even with our wonderful Patreon supporters that we have so far, we're still netting $5 a month because we donate to other local artists. Yes. So, which is fine. It helps me do that. So I'm happy. So we were talking about the new episode of Doctor Who. So this, I saw it twice.
Me too.
They simulcast it globally at 1:45 Eastern Standard Time for us. But it was all across the world. And so therefore they got millions of viewers, which is great. Then they rebroadcast it at 8:00 with additional clips. But I kind of feel like the additional clips were just her being interviewed at New York City Comic Con. So I don't know. There was actual extras in there.
There was a little bit of, I could see why they cut it. Just not necessary footage for you to understand kind of what.
Yeah.
A couple little tiny scenes, but yeah.
So anyway, Tiffles, what did you think?
Okay, I thought it was pretty good. I like that actress a lot. I am a fan of the showrunner and showrunner and writer of this episode, the man who created Broadchurch, which he was on.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought she was, I mean, she's good in everything I've ever seen her in, but she was particularly good in Broadchurch. And I thought that she had a nice energy. For spoiler alert, for those who don't know, I'm the least
Doctor Who-y
person.
What?
So, you know, basically the theme of the show is always that I know nothing about anything. So I can't really make too much of a comparison between her and the other doctors other than Peter Capaldi. And I liked him better. But
really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I thought it was overall pretty good. I like the people. in yeah. it. I do like her.
You like the companions as well?
Yeah. I thought it was kind of cool that there was more than one, and certainly an inclusive bunch.
Yeah.
Just that's the theme, inclusive. So.
Yeah, they're definitely, I have to say, in the highlight reel of who the guest stars are going to be for the season, there's definitely a very big feeling of inclusivity, but I kind of feel like it hinted at a story arc because you started to see some similar background scenery. So anyway, it was very cool. But I was excited. Carol.
So I'm probably the oldest old school Doctor Who fan here.
Because you're the oldest.
Well, not only because I'm the oldest, but I've seen like all of the regenerations.
Yeah, I have two. I have two. But
I saw Baker regenerate to Davidson.
That's when I left, but we've talked about that.
Yeah. And there's always this manic period where the Doctor regenerates and he's very manic. And, or she, in this case. So while that was not... I think my problem was they didn't do anything really new. It was like, okay, so she's a woman. That's great. And she's manic and she's running around crazy. That's fine. That's Doctor Who and he's just regenerated. At least she's not strangling people like Colin Baker did.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was the worst regeneration probably.
So
I felt bad for Colin because he just had a horrible storyline.
And it's because the showrunner at the time didn't want to do it anymore. He's not a bad doctor. He just was in very bad stories.
Yeah.
I recommend Big Finish.
Yes.
I liked her a lot. I actually really did like her a lot, and I like the companions a lot, and I look forward to seeing what they do with her and just hope that they do something a bit new. I will say this. I need to hear the theme song, and I need to see the TARDIS.
Yeah, I think they kind of wanted to, like, I kind of felt like they did a cold open.
Yeah.
You never had screen credits on the beginning or the end. And I felt like they wanted to do one thing at a time, but I really enjoyed it. I felt like she had the energy of Matt Smith and David Tennant. I felt like we were back in that. And it could be because she's more their age, mm-hmm. but I definitely felt that kind of manic, like you're talking about, but manic in a way that it was like, I want to see what happens. And I liked the fact that it didn't actually start with her. I mean, you know, the story didn't start with her. It started with, you know, the boy. And I thought that that was interesting. And I also thought it was interesting that all the companions are connected, but loosely. So there's a fill-in that has to happen. And I saw some people complaining about the fact that they didn't feel the companions were that strong. Because I feel like... fanboy's gonna fanboy.
Who knows?
And they felt like they couldn't touch the girl aspect, the fact that it's a female doctor. I understand. But, but you know, some of them were like, well, I'm not gonna do that. I just didn't like the companions. And I'm like, you know what? It's the first episode. You're not, it's all about introducing the doctor and finding the companions. You'll find out who they are later. And you want to have somewhere to go.
Some companions work, some companions don't. You have good companions, you have bad companions. There's so many companions in this show that's 50 freaking years old that, yeah, you're going to get a loser every now and then. But I didn't see any losers in this group, frankly.
So you didn't quite see the end. So no,
and I don't mind if you spoil it for me because I'll finish it up when I get home. My app did not remember where I stopped.
Uh-oh.
So it would not let me go forward.
Oh, no. I was wondering about that.
Because this app has commercials, and that is one of the things that I wanted to complain about. There was far too many commercial breaks here.
Well, yeah. I really wonder how long the actual episode is because it was 2 hours, but it really wasn't 2 hours.
No.
Watch it on the BBC America app. If you have Sling, you probably can access it.
On my TV.
Because it was completely commercial-free for me.
I have Sling. And
I have DirecTV now, but I mean,
the first episode's on the BBC America app, and
I didn't have to get on Sling, and Sling would not let me forward, and it had commercial breaks.
And you didn't even need to log in for the first episode, so you can definitely watch it on BBC America.
Yeah, because that was really irritating the heck out of me.
So for anybody right now, yeah, it is completely free, and I guess ad-free on BBC America. The first episode, I don't know how long until they decide to yank that.
Yeah, by the time you hear this episode, it may not be freed. Please do not shoot the messenger.
That's right, by golly.
Just complain to BBC America.
But no, I was very excited about it. I was very happy to have the Doctor back. I'm very excited to get back in the habit of watching Doctor Who. Mm-hmm. I was smiling because I was thinking about why we started the Guardians of the Geekery 4 years ago, and it was just to cover the episodes of Doctor Who for the season. 4 years and 240-some episodes later.
Later, we do everything.
Yes. Yes, we do. But
I will say this. When they showed her sonic screwdriver prior to the show, I hated it. I don't like the look. I still don't like the look, but I get it now because she made it.
Right.
From found material.
Stuff.
So yeah. I get it, but it still looks like, it looks like an obstetrician.
Yeah.
It looks like something you'd find in a gynecologist's office. It just does. And for me, it's like, okay, your first woman and her sonic screwdriver looks kind of...
I liked it because I was thinking, well, this is something like if Krull existed in this timeline, they would build this thing. It's so badass. Absolutely loved it. I liked the episode. One of the things I really liked was that they didn't make a big deal about her being a woman as far as inside the episode. Even the Doctor herself was just like, you know, and she told that she's...
That's all she said.
And then she's off running in the adventure. And I was like, perfect, because... it doesn't matter to her, and it shouldn't matter, and then, you can have the internet trolls do what they want to do, but it's just...
Well, and I love the fact that she didn't do the touching herself or looking down her shirt to check things.
Sure.
Like Matt Smith. Now. Yeah, because Matt Smith, of course, did the thing where he felt his hair, and he's like, oh, am I a girl? And it went because he had the longer hair, and so I was kind of concerned that that was going to happen, and the fact that they... stayed away from it. And can I tell you, okay, this is my dough moment because I have it. It took me a minute to realize she was still in Capaldi's clothes.
Yes.
I was like, what is that proof? That is not the outfit I saw online. And I was like, So I did have a little problem with the end.
Okay.
Although I think they handled it okay. Am I too loud?
Yes. For me, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. I did have a problem.
You can back off the mic.
I know. I'm sorry. We had a very quiet person before. So they had her in a dressing room, and they had piles of clone clothes cast on the floor all around. Uh-huh. They didn't show her coming out and modeling a bunch of clothes. It wasn't a Pretty Woman montage or anything like that. But they did have it shown that she had discarded a bunch of clothes. And then she comes out in her outfit and says, okay, I think I can move in this. So that was, a little nod to like being too feminine,
But they've done that before.
Because they did the Matt Smith with him going through the entire refrigerator and trying all the food.
Right.
It didn't bother me as much, but I felt myself kind of bracing myself to be upset, if that makes sense. So,
but they've done that with Romana before. She's done the whole try on clothes thing, and they've done it, I think, with one or two of the doctors after regeneration, where he's tried on a few outfits. I think Troughton actually did it.
Well, I mean, I know Capaldi did the whole thing where he's like, I like the glasses better, but then we found out that was a plot point as well. So, so I had a moment for that. That was kind of bothered me, but I liked it. We had not only did we have a new doctor and new companions, we didn't have a carryover companion like we've had in some other storylines, but we also had a new monster.
Yeah, and this is a new Who problem, not an old Who problem. I grew weary of the Doctor as boyfriend, pseudo boyfriend. So I'm hoping they don't go pseudo girlfriend with this.
I don't think anybody in the companion group
is
of the right age.
Is of the right age. Yeah.
They have the Graham, the grandfather, in-law, step grandfather. Mm-hmm. So he's too old for her. Well, I mean, she's 900 years old, but, he's too old for her earthwise. And then they have the boy and what's her name?
Noel and Yaz.
Yes, thank you. Noel and Yaz, who are strictly right out of pretty much, they're like early 20s. Yeah, he, well, he's 19. Like 19. Mm-hmm. 19. And she's the same. She was in the same class as him.
Yeah.
So he graduated and did nothing. And she graduated and went to the police force. But she's still in probationary.
Yeah.
So they're definitely too young. So it harks back more a little bit like to the first Doctor where the granddaughter and the teachers. And the
two teachers, yeah.
And I mean, they kind of set it up that way because of the fact that Graham was trying to teach him to ride a bike. So,
yeah. So I'm happy to be past the whole, oh, Doctor, I love you phase. But we got out of that with Capaldi. And frankly, I do kind of miss Capaldi, and I wish they had given him a little bit more time.
Me too. But yeah. I'm glad for the time we had with him.
Yeah.
My dream scenario, I'd still like the female Doctor and the Doctor we have, but I really they had a great opportunity with the Christmas special to go all the way back and have him kind of regenerate into the first Doctor would have just been bonkers.
Yeah.
And then him start to regenerate into the second. And then when he does that, something happens where he has to like break his own timeline, his own cycle, because he's, it's been really cool. I think they've kind of missed an opportunity, even if they did kind of like an expanded.
You're kind of blowing my mind right now.
I know. But it's like one of those timey-wimey things. I'm like, that would be so cool. But yeah, but I enjoyed the episode. I really didn't like the villain because his appearance with teeth, and I'm not a teeth person that likes,
Don't
like,
see Venom.
Yeah. So
oh, what do you mean? You did see Venom.
He did.
I did. Yeah, but it's just like, but yeah, just the teeth as a trophy over the guy's face. I was like, yeah, that's not too fun.
Now, I will say that rumor has it we won't get any of the standard bad guys this season.
Which I think is good. Throw some out for the first season and see if any of them stick, right?
Yeah.
I do wonder, though, because some of those they have to for copyright have it in every season, or they cannot use the characters without the families, the heirs of those creators. So it's different in England where... So it's like, how do you know, will they be able to use Daleks if they don't at least show a Dalek in one episode?
I think they can do a throwback to Daleks, and they can mention like, oh, this is like the Daleks, or before there were Daleks, there were.
Yeah, but it's that and Cybermen. You have to every season. You have to have them, or you lose the rights.
But they could go into the Christmas special and still not be in the.
Yeah, season. Yeah. Season. They just have to do something with them, otherwise, who knows? But. I don't want to lose them forever, but I do like new villains.
I don't either. I kind of it is one of the things that I enjoy about Doctor Who is occasionally those standards come back.
Yeah,
I like the Cybermen. I really do, and I would hate to see them not be used again just because we want to do something completely different.
Yeah. I do kind of like having a theme of you could call the season The Hunt for the TARDIS and. Build up to that. I wouldn't want it to be at the very end of the season, but from my understanding, it's not a long season anyway. So
no, it's I think I can't remember how many episodes it is.
Nine or?
I think it's nine. But I need the TARDIS. I need at least the TARDIS.
You have to have some continuity. Yeah. That's always been the thing. I think one of the things I enjoyed that was kind of a teaser was the fact that. They kept asking her who she was, and she kept saying, I don't know right now. I will know soon. And then at one point she says, I'm looking for a doctor. Mm-hmm. And then, so of course it does become a little pedantic. You know that that's kind of what she's going to say at the end. She's like, I'm the doctor. But it was okay.
Yeah.
It was going to the fan girl in me that I just wanted to hear her say it. And the fact that she kept finding reasons not to say it or not to know how to say it was fine with me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I actually really enjoyed her performance.
Oh yeah.
Even though I thought it was like, oh well, Manic Doctor, but she regenerated, so
I certainly felt like her first episode was no worse than anybody else's.
Yeah.
Especially in the new Who.
Yeah, and the only thing I wonder if maybe you guys can answer. So if you thought the death of the married couple, the woman who died, did that really like pull at you guys? Cause it was like, I barely got introduced to her.
Yeah.
And the only way I really connected with it is because they were married a short time and I met Joey later in life and we've been married a short time. So I was like,
are you going to electrocute me?
No, Okay. You'll do that yourself when you try to.
No, and I'm not even certain we've seen the last of that character. I mean, there are many different ways they can bring her back.
Yeah.
In flashbacks.
Yeah, flashbacks.
But I was just sort of like, oh, I just met her and she's dead. That's horrible. But, yeah. But I could just kind of give him a free rein to go on the adventure.
Well, I felt like it really offered an interesting dynamic. Because if they had killed Graham, Nan would have been upset. But maybe not the grandson. Yeah. And definitely not Yaz. Because Yaz knew the grandmother and knew Nan as well. So, you know, I feel like, okay, but now it gives the companions a decision. Are they going to band together because of a shared loss? Or are they going to divide? Because, you know, Graham's going to want to keep the connection to the woman he loved. But maybe the grandson, who has already shown that he doesn't want to call him Grandpa, he wants to call him Graham, is going to push back a little. So I do feel like it adds a little soap opera drama.
Yeah. Option. And I will say, as much as I like the three companions as characters, Doctor Who with three companions tends to get bogged down very quickly.
Yeah.
The only other times they've had three characters, it hasn't lasted a season, I don't think.
I think this is similar to when we had Mickey and they were trying to figure, and Jack and stuff like that. Yeah, and they were kind of trying to figure out
who was technically companions.
Right.
They didn't travel full on with them.
Well, and we don't know that all.
Yeah, that all three of them are going to.
We know that the three of them got transported accidentally at the end. You don't know that. But they. So at the end of the episode, in their search for the TARDIS, she thinks she's taking them to the TARDIS. And they end up in a bubble in outer space, the four of them.
Well, she thinks she's going to TARDIS, and she says goodbye to them, and they all disappear. And then they all are in space, and she has this look on her face like, oh, shit, they're with me, and we're in outer space.
So it looks like the next couple episodes, part of the arc will be trying to get them home.
Yeah.
So she wasn't intending to take any of them. Yeah. And I think that might allow for some shakedown.
Yeah.
Because
I'm trying to remember the last time the Doctor actually had three companions, and I think it was Nyssa, Tegan, and Adric.
I agree.
I know. You have no idea who those people are.
I wish sometimes that we had a video podcast, because as the three of us talk, Tiffany just tries to look knowingly squinty-eyed, like, oh, okay, and she nods, and she squints her eyes and acts like she knows. But
and then in her mind, I could see this little thought bubble, like, I wonder which episode of Gilmore Girls I'll watch for the 19th time.
Gosh, I wonder what Henry's doing right now.
Yeah. If Henry Cavill was my companion.
X-rated Doctor Who.
He's not in Justice League anymore. The TARDIS.
I won't eat a Sonic anything, if you know what I mean. Hello!
Exactly.
Supersonic.
That's right.
Supersonic.
Supersonic. I got that reference.
Okay, that was an 80s reference for and children on the air.
Superman with the Henry Cavill. I got it.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed Doctor Who. I'm very excited about the season coming back. A little stressed out that like the next two episodes are the few episodes before the gala, and I'm going to be a little exhausted. I will admit that when I went to watch the second time, I fell asleep the last 20 minutes because
she did.
But I was loving it, but I was tired.
Yeah.
So
I don't. You know, I'm looking forward. Excuse me. Excuse me. I'm looking forward to the season. I thought she did a good job. I thought it was a solid first episode for a Doctor. Fanboy's gonna fanboy.
Yeah. Can you stop already?
Well, the most thing
I don't think any fanboys listen to us.
No, I don't think so either.
What I've done to, so I don't even hear any of that, is I don't log into any of that crap, and I'm like, fine. There's nothing negative seeping from it into me, which I think is helpful. So just don't pay them any attention, because that's all they want.
So the fact that you're wearing a black shirt today has nothing to do with the media?
No.
Okay.
Was that a thing?
You know, a death metal thing.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, the most...
Girls, like, did I miss?
Did I miss something?
I definitely missed something.
The most criticism I heard is that it's so diverse. Well, have you been to Britain? Because Britain's pretty damn diverse.
Was it you that shared the little... Honest Trailers thing today. Yeah. I loved that because it's like, it still looks like England. Now they're in outer space. But still it looks like outer space. So I'm like, this is a chance for us really to explore new worlds. Of course, you know, you could come to America again. I'm okay with that. But I would love to see them go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I'd love to see them go to Australia. I'd love to see them go to Africa. I think they've gone to Antarctica and Arctica because of Christmas specials. But let's go somewhere else. Let's go to Tolkien. Let's meet Tolkien. Yeah, can we do that?
Yes, please. Cool. No. A ski lodge in Switzerland's my vote.
There we go. And Henry Cavill can be skiing.
Like with hot men and like some and hot sweaters. Cocoa. Drinking
hot
cocoa.
Men and hot sweaters and hot cocoa. So, yeah, tea. I don't understand the criticisms. There was one funny tweet where Neil Gaiman had actually posted that he thought it was an excellent episode, and somebody called, "Oh, so you're a new Who? You don't get into the old stuff?" And I'm like, "Dude,
Neil Gaiman?
You just did that to Neil Gaiman?
Oh no!
So you haven't watched any of the old Who?" And he's like, "Well, I did write the introduction for the first Doctor Who novelizations. You can read about it."
This is me banging my head against the mic. Bonk, bonk,
bonk. I will say, like, I, you know, obviously I mentioned to begin with that it was very inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, as a woman, you know, I don't have personally a lot vested in Doctor Who. You know, I just don't have a history with it. But I do like the idea that it's a woman. Even though I liked Peter Capaldi and knowing, obviously, that this is the first woman doctor and stuff. And I like inclusiveness. But I will say, just to be that maybe naysayer, but it just felt like it's like hitting you over the head. We're going to have a white man that's older, and then we're going to have a black man, and we're going to have an Indian girl, and we're going to have a white woman that's in, you know, her 30s or whatever she's supposed to be, kind of a thing. I think my thing is I don't like to be hit over the head with, like,
I think,
but then would I have been happier if there was just some like white man there? I mean, like, that was her age. I don't think so. So I don't know.
I really didn't absorb it as I was being hit over the head, though. I just was like, oh, okay. I guess because Bill was on last episode.
If she had actually done the whole, oh my God, I've got boobs type thing, it would have been more
Carol's
hitting over
looking
the,
down yeah. her shirt for those.
Was that Robin Williams, by the way?
Carol does have boobs.
Well, she does look a bit like Mork from Ork. That outfit really does need to be changed.
Did you see the one article? Sorry, finish your sentence.
But I don't think they necessarily hit you over the head with it. To me, it's not the show that's hitting you over the head. It's almost everything around the show that's kind of hitting you over the head, like the Barbie doll.
See, but I didn't know anything about any of that. Like, I don't obviously, you know, a Doctor Who headline doesn't grab me, really. But I'm not like, what's the latest news kind of a thing. It just felt like, oh, okay, this is what this is. This is just, let's be as diverse as possible, which is not a bad thing. I'm not trying to say it's a bad thing.
And it's just in contrast to what you've seen.
Yeah. Correct.
Particularly with this show, which has been probably a good 95% white, I think.
Or alien,
but even those aliens were white.
Unless they were lizard.
I think, but that was New Who. I mean, if you look back.
It's
all very lily white. But I think it'll be interesting to see what they do with Yaz, because up until now, the only women have been companions. And my criticism when they announced a female doctor was, well, this just gives them an excuse not to write strong female characters, because they can go, well, we made the doctor woman, so yay, we don't need to do anything else. We'll see what they do with the other women on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And so let me be clear. I really like all those three people, and I liked the Nan a lot as well. So
you can send your hate mail to heyyou@guardiansofthegeekery.com.
Sincerely, I really do. I especially liked the boy, whatever his name is,
Duncan.
Noel.
I don't know.
Like from Felicity.
Duncan.
I don't know. Duncan Hines. Anyway. So I want cake evidently. So one of the things that I thought was kind of cool was that Yaz's character being in the military or being in the police, similar to Eve Miles when she was on Torchwood, and the fact that she was also somebody who had to know some hand-to-hand combat, some defense, so she can be a strong character in that aspect. And the fact that she was eager to learn and but felt like she wasn't being given enough to do, I felt like that gives her the ability to really have some depth to her character. Now with Noel, his only aspect is that he hasn't really done anything yet with his life, and he can't ride a bicycle because he has that
coordination issue.
And I do think that there's an awareness raising, but I'm like, okay, but what do you do with that as the character? Are there going to be times where he's going to be in a situation where his coordination is going to come into play?
Technically speaking, if at the end he's in a bubble in space, he should be having some really bad issues, right? Yeah.
The other thing that I thought was interesting, well, and the other two thoughts that I've had over the past couple days between Sunday and today was, number one, I feel like with Duncan, See, I did so good on the other episode saying all the website addresses that now I can't say anything. With Noel and Yaz, the thing I was thinking is, man, they're so close to high school. Could we bring back some of the characters from class? Because I really loved some of those characters and I would love to see them in there. I realize it's not going to happen, but there was a fleeting thought there that they could visit that and tie up any loose ends that they wanted to. And then the third thing that I was thinking just went out of my head.
Bye, third thing.
It was nice having you for a minute.
You're out in space floating around.
So, I mean, I definitely reminded me of Torchwood with that. And also, the thing that I thought was interesting is, so the four people that started off with the doctor, Nan, Graham, Noel, and Yaz, they were the ones, like, Noel went up and touched the thing in the air, you know?
Dude, don't touch alien stuff.
But he also touched the frozen shell thing. And then Yaz was the one begging for something more. And Graham was the one who was, like, the non-believer. Like, there's no such thing as aliens. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as that. But then they were not the ones trying to run off the train when everybody else was, but then they got locked in. So I understand that. But it was like, then, you know, here's this woman who doesn't know who she is. She's got a little amnesia. She's got a little insomnia. She's got glowing things coming out of her body. And she's like, you need to find out if there's anything else that's been strange that's going on. And there's Graham talking to some guy saying, hey, you seen anything weird happen in the neighborhood? He's like, other than my wife going to karaoke with her mates. But I was like, so do I believe that? Do I believe that they would do that? And if that does that say something about their character, or is that just story plot line? And I'm not sure yet. But that was the other thing I was thinking about, is that they believed her and followed her very quickly.
Very quickly. But that always happens in Doctor Who. Yeah.
But usually it's one person, and then that one person brings the rest. Yeah. And they were all having to believe her at once.
Plus, in this day and age, Noel would have a smartphone or a phone or something and would be taking pictures of that stuff in the
woods. Well, remember she wiped it to regenerate herself.
Did he take pictures, though?
He took pictures of the
frozen
Hershey kiss, the big huge Hershey kiss.
And she showed that on Facebook immediately.
And because they said, did anybody else see anything weird? And he and Yaz raised their hand and showed it to him. But before he could start taking pictures of her, remember she was taking a nap, she took his phone and she wiped everything. And he was like, ah!
But what about Yaz? These people would all have phones. All this stuff would be on Facebook. You'd be like, look at this woman glowing. Look at this Hershey kiss thing.
I don't know. I think that sometimes, like, when things happen, they happen so fast, you forget to do that. I agree with you, but I'm trying to explain why it didn't happen.
It didn't happen because they can't.
Yeah.
I don't post anything on Facebook, so it might not happen.
Yeah, but you know what? You're not 19. I know that breaks your heart.
If you saw something really weird in the woods and you got a picture of it, you wouldn't post it to Facebook?
Probably not. I'd be like, I'm like weird paranoid that's like going to track me down or some shit.
You put little bombs in your collarbone?
Too funny. All right. So anything else we want to talk about Doctor Who?
No, I think, yeah. Can't wait for the next one.
I'm excited for you guys. Like, genuinely. Like,
I'm excited for you too, Tiffle. I'm excited that you're excited for me.
Oh, well, good. No, but I always feel like that, even though I'm not like a huge fan of a traditional fandom, I should say, I always get excited for you guys that like your thing that you're into comes back.
Yeah.
So.
Because then you know we're going to be in a good mood and not be odd to
well,
you.
I mean, well, you're my friends and I care about you. And I'm
Thank
glad
you. We appreciate that about you. All right. So belated birthday to Starnes Lord. Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And soon to be birthday for Tiffles.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
No cake. Maybe that's why
TV
I was thinking Duncan Hines.
Since we're on TV, anybody watching anything else?
British Breaking Show. I'm on the 5th season on Netflix.
It's addicting, isn't it?
It is addicting. Although, and I really like the way they do it versus other baking shows on American TV.
I just
American
want Paul
TV.
Hollywood to shake my hand once.
His eyes are so blue.
I know.
Matt keeps saying, are you sure that they're not coloring that in?
Like, is this CGI? What is going on here in the British baking
show? He's all CGI.
And I'm okay with the new female host and the two co-host.
Speaking of Noel, I love Noel Fielding.
Oh my God, I love him so much more.
I love those companions on that show.
The only show I had known him from was the IT Crowd. But he was actually in a bunch of other stuff too. Now I knew the female because she has been a couple times on Whose Line Is It Anyway.
Yeah.
So I knew her from that, both the British version and the American version.
I've never seen the IT Crowd, but I used to watch The Mighty Boosh all the time. Oh,
see, wow. And that's, I want to go back and watch that now, but I don't have
an
another
acquired
thing to
taste.
Watch. So,
I acquired it. So.
Yeah, so I've been watching The British Baking Show. I've been totally addicted to Hallmark Movie and Mysteries Channel because they use all of the actors from when I was a kid. So from Life Goes On, Jesse and Kelly Martin and Chad Lowe, they're in this Haley Dean Mysteries that they've been showing, and it's pretty interesting. And they have them kind of like matched up again, but they're not together. So that's been kind of interesting. And then, and then I make Matt watch them with me.
Yes, I went solo and watched a couple episodes of Maniac. Which I think wants to be something I want to watch, but it's the first episodes to me are just kind of slow and lazy.
It gets better.
They're really kind of tough for me to watch, and I love the actors and actresses in there, especially the actor who played Vera in Alice, TV show. She's in there, and she looks about the same. I don't know. She didn't age at all. Some kind of timey-wimey BS is going on. It doesn't look like she had work either. She still has like
just
the same
one of those women that doesn't age all.
Yeah,
that
I'm like
much.
And she doesn't have a huge part, but anyways, I'm hoping that gets better because I feel like it's a show I should really like because I love that kind of sci-fi type of stuff, and it's like it's just
I think it comes to a satisfying sort of climax to it. It is a weird show, and it's definitely a lot to take in, but yeah. I think it progresses pretty well.
I hope so.
Yeah. Oh, so hopefully you feel the same.
Yeah.
I went back and watched the third season of Channel Zero, which if anyone hasn't watched that is a really kind of interesting show. It's each season tells a different story and they're based on creepypastas from the internet. So
oh, cool.
They haven't done Slender Man, but the third season had Rutger Hauer in it. It was actually quite good. So I recommend
that.
So
explain creepypastas.
Creepypasta, for anyone who doesn't know, is like a creepy little story from the internet. It's not it's technically this generation's urban legends, you know, that you used to tell around the campfire. Now they tell them in chat rooms. Slender Man got his start as a creepypasta. They haven't dealt with Slender Man at all. It's mostly more strange creepypastas. The first season dealt with a children's television show that would pop on the TV at odd times and make kids do very, very weird things. The second season was a haunted house that never ended, basically.
Ah.
And the third season was Stairs in the Woods that lead to kind of a cannibal lair. Run by Rutger Hauer. It's actually kind of it's an interesting show. I like the fact that each season is different. Not like American Horror Story, where they're trying to tie them together. This one doesn't American Horror Story just always gets a point where I just hate it. Oh. This one I haven't gotten to that point yet.
Yeah, I feel like American Horror Story, based on what you've said, is kind of like a novella that tries to become a book.
Yeah.
If they stopped it at the novella, it's fine, but that's not the way American television works.
There's always that one episode where it just goes downhill.
Deflates, yeah. So I've been watching Dancing with the Stars.
No, really?
Yes.
But Ivana Lynch is on that. Now, she was Luna Lovegood in Harry Potter, and she actually is, she's growing on me as a person, because when you see her, you don't see Luna Lovegood. But one of the things that was kind of interesting, so last night was the best moment of your life so far, which is like sponsored by Kleenex. You cry every single thing because it's always something touching. But she was actually talking about the fact that she actually used to write to J.K. Rowling as a pen pal. Because she was dealing with anorexia and bulimia, because she had wanted to be a dancer and stuff like that. And she loved the Harry Potter books. So when she wasn't doing the anorexia, the only thing that let her escape from this thing to feeling bad about herself, so she had started writing to J.K. Rowling. And they actually showed the letter from J.K. Rowling when she finally found out that Ivana was going to play Luna Lovegood, because Ivana never had a chance to tell her, and because they wrote letters, they weren't emailing or anything. So she never told her she was trying out, because between the tryout and the time she was accepted was less than 2 weeks, and they only wrote to each other like once a month. And so she was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I can't believe that you tried out for it. So that was really cool, and I cried. And she's still on the show. Unfortunately, spoiler alert for those who watch Dancing with the Stars with me, one of my other ones that I cared about, she wasn't a great dancer, but it was a character. It was one of the celebrities that I was interested in, got kicked off the show last night. So, but Mary Lou Retton's still on, and Ivana's still on. And so I'm hanging in.
Yes.
John Schneider from
Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah. He's
good,
still on.
Pretty good dancer, actually.
It was kind of sad. He was talking about the fact that he just started dating this girl back in 2016, and his mom was relieved because he finally had his smile back, because he had been fighting depression, and then his mom died. And I was like, that. And a
flood wiped out his house. And
yeah, there was a lot more to it than that. Yeah,
there's a lot going on. He had a really
like
shitty
seriously,
year.
Oh, like,
man, Bo Duke's a country western song now.
Yeah. But he was actually from New Jersey.
Yeah, no. So he's not a country boy.
No.
All I know is he was Pa Ken in Smallville, and he's above any kind of anything. And they took the General Lee away from him, rightfully so. So that's okay. He can dance now. So.
They actually had a General Lee with no markings on it. No clap, no flag, they shouldn't have had it, a flag. But they did do a little country dance 70. As their first episode.
Yeah,
you know, I feel like you can't go back and rewrite history. You can only move forward.
No.
So I've seen some of these bait click articles where it's like 27 things that are cringeworthy now. And it's like, yeah, it is.
You can't go back in the 70s, my wardrobe was cringeworthy. Yeah.
I had orange plaid, did you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It was yellow plaid. For some bizarre reason, my mother constantly dressed me in yellow, even though I looked like a consumptive 18th century.
I can tell
orphan.
That right now. You would not look good in yellow.
I look sick in yellow.
My mother loved to dress me in light pink and light lavender.
I don't know what it was with the yellow, but every picture I see, it's like, why am I in yellow? I look like I'm going to die.
Because they didn't want to explain to you you were supposed to die 20 years
Maybe it was the blonde hair. It's like, well, it goes with your hair, but no, not with my complexion, Mom.
If it makes you feel better, my parents dressed me in like little sailor outfits, like girl sailor, like legit, like
hello sailor,
girl.
Where like
outfit.
Where it would be like a dress with stripes, and you know it'd be girly, so it'd be like a pink and white dress, but then it'd have like the big collar, like a sailor thing with like a bow and.
Oh, I want pictures
of
that.
I want kind of stuff.
Pictures.
See if I can find some.
All right. So no other TV shows.
Oh, speaking of cringeworthy, real quick. Norm MacDonald has a show. Is the most hilarious train wreck, because they don't know what they're doing, what the format is, and they just go for it, and it is just hysterical. And they have some of the most bizarre array of guests ever assembled, like Jane Fonda to David Spade. It's just like this weird gambit to like this old country star. It is just bizarre, and it is. I love Norm Macdonald, but he just cracks me up. So anyway,
check that out.
Check it out.
Oh, I just started watching Ozark, so it's completed its second season on Netflix. I just started watching it, so I'm maybe 3-4 episodes into the first season.
So Jason Bateman?
Jason Bateman. Basically, he's like a financial advisor that you, pretty quickly in the first episode, so I'm not spoiling anything, come to find out he's been laundering money for a drug cartel.
Oh, boy.
And shit escalates real goddamn quick. And he ends up moving to the Ozarks to try to continue his money laundering scheme.
That just makes it easier to hide your body, people.
Right.
Yeah.
It's really good so far, I have to say. Okay. I mean, for the past year, several people have been like, oh, that just seems like a show you would like. And I just never got around to it. And you were right, people.
Interesting. Yeah, it keeps getting suggested to me, but I just always like,
all right.
Give it a
chance.
I'll think of a
shot. Yeah.
Oh, and I'm still continuing with Dark Tourist, and it's still fun in a bizarre way because, you know, he's going on strange trips where he meets vampires in New Orleans.
Very interesting.
So
I guess TV related, I have not made the plunge into the DC app or whatever the hell they're calling it, but Titans is coming on this Friday. So
fuck Batman.
So I'm just like, but I'm like, I'm not going to buy another service just for one show. So they need to get some other.
If we're going to buy another service, it's going to be BritBox. But I still have all the Father Dowling series to get through and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I do have BritBox because I have been rewatching Are You Being Served?
Oh, my God.
I just love that. Oh, and Netflix just dropped Monty Python's Flying Circus. So I've been watching that as well.
Nice.
All right.
Lots of choices, yeah.
So Doctor Who, yes.
Yes.
And we're watching other stuff. But hey, if you haven't watched any of these things or you have and you have an opinion, give us a shout out at heyyou@guardiansofthegalaxygeekery.com. guardiansofthegeekery.com. If you'd like to support us so I can start taking more echinacea and remember these words, you can support us on our Patreon page. We're under the Charlotte Geeks. We are the official podcast of the Charlotte Geeks. And please, if you don't have plans on November 3rd or if you do cancel them, come to the Muggles Market and come to the Geek Gala.
Yes.
And if you use the code Guardian, you get $5 off your ticket. So thank you so much for listening. Have a good day.
You've been listening to Guardians of the Geekery. Find us on the web at guardiansofthegeekery.com and everywhere fine podcasts are found. Support the Charlotte Geeks at patreon.com/charlottegeeks. Tune in next time for another exciting adventure on Guardians of the Geekery.